A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
With Jasmine Chen. She's a Shanghai-based jazz artist. She studied in the UK. She is here for the Jazz It Up concert with Jerry Montero. Of course, we saw her in Crazy Rich Asians. She's a very accomplished musician and singer. And you were telling us off-air, Jasmine, about the UK and how important that was for developing your musical talent and your direction in life. You were in Liverpool and you were in Leeds. How on earth did you end up in Liverpool?
Well, I think, China, the kids doesn't make decisions. The parents, did.
Yes.
So my parents decided to send me to the UK to study. They think they have better education. Of course, it definitely did. And then I was studying a language school in Exeter, actually, first.
Oh, wonderful. Wow, the southwest, right?
Yes, yeah. Beautiful town. Mm. And then I got into Liverpool College for A-level music. But at that time, I was a piano student, so I didn't sing at all. But
you didn't sing at all? You're just a piano player?
Yeah. But I love singing, but I wasn't studying anything. So then after Liverpool, I got into Leeds College of Music, and that was my piano major and in BA degree. And then in my first and second year, I've got a chance to study another instrument or vocal as a second study. So I chose vocal because I never studied it. And then my teacher just happened to be a jazz teacher, jazz vocalist. So that's how I start to sing jazz numbers, starting with very simple song, Fly Me to the Moon, The
Great
Girl
song.
From Ipanema.
Yeah, oh, lovely. I love both of those.
Yeah, Fly Me to the Moon.
You can sing those.
Play Among the Stars, yes. Anyway, so I found, the jazz tunes are so beautiful. So I start to dig in more. And then on my third year, I didn't have the second study anymore. But I really want to sing. So I form a band for myself. So I found the students from the jazz course, piano, bass, drums, and saxophone. And then I was a singer. So we had a gig every week in the bar opposite our college. Lunchtime, we have 1 hour show, and afterwards we get free lunch, and that's the deal.
Was it? I'm just curious. Was it a student bar or was it a regular bar?
It's a regular bar, but they have live music in the basement.
I would have paid money to see Leeds Yorkshireman construction workers. Hey, up, look, we come see jazz singer. Hey, they got Chinese jazz singer in here. Come on, let's see. That's how they talk, right?
Yeah.
Let's see Chinese. You're going to sing "Fly Me to the Moon." Thanks
a lot. The girl from Ipanema.
Girl for me, but where? I don't know Ipanema.
Is that in West Yorkshire or East Yorkshire?
Oh,
that would have been fantastic. I bet you won them over. I bet it was like a movie.
At that time, I was so shy. I couldn't even look at the audience.
Really?
I have put my eyes down, and, I can't take my eyes from the lyrics,
Is that right?
I was so nervous.
How did you change? How does someone, because I know that, just talking about myself, I could never imagine myself as a presenter, and something clicked inside me and I was able to do it. Mm-hmm. I was the most introverted and I was a newspaper guy writing. And so what clicked for you?
After my study in the UK, I went to Shanghai and then discovered in Shanghai there's a growing jazz scene, especially with local jazz musicians. Also, international musicians come to Shanghai. That's during 2005, 2004. Mm. So there's a jazz club just opened up and I introduced myself to the owner. I said, I'm a jazz singer.
Mm. So you said, yes, I'm a jazz singer. I'm going to prove it.
And there are not many jazz singers then. So I got a chance to sing on the stage. But I always afraid of open my eyes. And one day, my mom, she's very supportive. She come to the show and she said, you need to open your eyes and you just look the back of the room. Ignore the others, ignore the other audience.
Good tip.
And then I did that and afterwards I just opened my eyes.
No, I agree with you. If I'm singing in front of 20 drunk Yorkshiremen, I close my eyes. I don't want to see them.
That's the exception.
That's the training, surely. I mean, you said you were shy and I'm sure you were, but to be able to be a young foreign student in working class Leeds and stand up in front of, however many Yorkshire men must have been quite an experience. That's a real training, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, if you can do that, you can sing anywhere. I find that extraordinary, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
they should send every singer to Leeds.
Yeah, I mean, if you're singing a girl from Ipanema in front of Yorkshireman, that's it. You've won life. You've won life.
All right. Well, we're going to get a little snippet now from Jasmine, who is here for the Jazz It Up concert, which is a jazzy celebration of Chinese songs. Of course, you're really selling out very well the Singapore Chinese Cultural Centre Auditorium. So what are you going to sing for us?
You mean in the concert?
No, now.
Oh, wow. I would like to sing a song from my hometown, northeastern China, a folk song that I heard since I was a baby. Oh, it's a lullaby.
Oh. Mm.
Should I sing now?
Yes, I think we're ready. We're just going to make sure that we get this silence and we're ready for this little lullaby in case people want to sleep at home.
If you're driving now in a traffic jam,
pull over.
Relax. Don't tech on anybody. Don't hit the horn. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
All right, let's hear Jasmine Chen.
Hear me, Feng Er Ting, Shu Yer Zhe Chuang Ling, Qu Qu Er Jiao Zheng Zheng, Hao Bi Na Qing Xia Er Sheng. Yue er na ge ming, feng er na ge jing, yao lan qing bai dong hong a. Niang de bao bao, ni bi shang yan jing, shui ya na ge shui zai meng zhong.
Isn't that beautiful?
很好。Beautiful. I'm crying.
Oh, Jasmine, it's been wonderful having you on the show. I know people can follow you. Just remind us again how they can follow you on Instagram and everything else.
Yes, they can find me on my website, jasminechen.cn, Instagram, Jasmine Chen Shanghai, or Facebook fan page, Jasmine Chen Music.
Wonderful. I've just got one small indulgent favor to ask, and you can say no. All my life, I liked The Girl from Ipanema, the song. And then when I was in Brazil for the World Cup in 2014, I went to Ipanema Beach, and it was awful. The beach was awful. It was messy and dirty and full of drunk Yorkshiremen coming to watch the World Cup. So my experience of Ipanema has been left with that memory of Ipanema Beach. So I was wondering if you could fix it. You could say no, but can you just sing a little bit of that song? Because I love that song so much.
Because Neil is tall and tanned.
Yes, oh yes. The Girl from Ipanema. You mentioned it just now.
Yes.
It's one of my all-time favorites.
Are you able just to sing a bit as we go to a break?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Over to you to correct that memory that I have of Ipanema Beach.
Okay. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes each one, she passes, goes da-da-da-dia.
Oh, 漂亮,
when she walks, she's like
a
samba that swings so cool and swings so gentle. When she passes, each one she passes goes, ooh, da-di-da-di-ya.
Beautiful, goosebumps,
right.
Wonderful.
He's erased that memory now from Ipanema,
so
from the Brazil World Cup. Jasmine, safe travels, all the best with the concerts,
thank
and it's
you.
Been an absolute pleasure having you on my show.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.